Hello, everybody, and welcome to Professor P's podcast. I'm Natasha Palumbo, aka Professor P. I'm known for evoking the essence of spirituality by bringing the energetic fire, activating the mind, and speaking the truth. I'm so honored that you are here with us today. I thank you for joining. This podcast is focused on entrepreneurship, empowerment, and energetics. You're going to find a wealth of information inside, guest speakers, and the elixir, a dose of energetic power. So let us join in on today's podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Professor P's podcast. Thank you all so much for flooding me with the love from my last podcast, how much you really enjoyed it, how it was so good to hear my voice again out there in these podcast streets. I am so grateful for all of you who are listening, who are sharing. Please continue to do so. It is really an honor to be able to serve all of you with knowledge and energy. And today I'm starting the year off with a series of entrepreneurial tips. So every month I'm going to come with a tip, an entrepreneurial tip. Some of y'all, most of y'all, I think all of y'all about know that I am an entrepreneur, 22 years this summer. Woo-woo! And I love all things entrepreneurship. So I'm going to drop tips once a month to you. So make sure that you grab some paper and pen and have something to write with. I'm always giving you good notes to take and homework to do. Our topic this month is grit, not grit in your teeth, right? But grit, 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 grit. So what does grit mean, Professor? I'm starting with grit because it is one of the most important things you are going to need to have if you start the entrepreneurship journey. If you're on the journey, if you've been in entrepreneurship, you will be able to testify to this, that you need grit. So what is grit? Grit is passion, perseverance over a long period of time. A long period of time to see and achieve your goals. I can remember one day I was going and I was seeing a mentor of mine. He was a dean at one of the colleges and he had moved on and been working to open up different things in the entrepreneurship world and in the college world. And I would meet and follow him around. And one day I was meeting in his office downtown and going over just all of my goals, all of who I am. And he said, Natasha, you are gritty. I said, gritty? He looked at my face. He could tell from the perplexity on my face that I was not keen to what gritty was. He said, grit, passion, perseverance over a long period of time. And as I stood up and overlooked him from that mahogany desk table and began to walk out of the room, I can still hear him say now, stay gritty, baby, stay gritty. And I am a gritty person. I never realized what a compliment it was to be called gritty, not grit in your teeth. Again, I thought, he's grit in my teeth? No. Passion, perseverance over a long period of time, because entrepreneurship is not for the faint of hearts. Truly achieving your goals is not for the faint of hearts. How many of you are believing in something right now? Something that you feel like is never going to happen. It feels like you've been waiting for forever. Where are you at? Raise your hands. You know I love the raising hand parts. Don't worry. I'm here, baby. Raise your hands. Who out there, you are just, I keep trying and trying and it seems like it's failing. Raise your hand. Yep. See, you're not alone, because let me tell you something right now. All of you are beginning to raise your hands because you understand. Now, I don't know if you plan to be an entrepreneur or not, but I'm sure all of you have goals. And this translates. This grit is in everything in your life, especially if you are going to go out and achieve lifelong goals, goals that you want to set for yourself. So it's important for you to understand grit is your resilience. Grit is your ability to get up and keep going. Grit is also connected to something called growth mindset. Write that down. Growth mindset equals grit. Growth mindset equals grit. We have two types of mindset, a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. A fixed mindset says, you know, that's it. I can't do it. I tried. It didn't work. I give up. That's it. Where growth mindset says, let me try again. Let me try again. I know that my attitude determines my success, not my skills, not my talents, but my attitude, my drive to continue to keep going. Just the other day, I shared a story with my students regarding the USA pageant winner from 2016, Deshauna Barbara. Deshauna Barbara, she suffered from really low self-esteem, and a woman had found her in Target and told her that she could be the next USA. So she found her, she started asking her questions in the Target, like, you know, are you married? Do you have kids? Are you from this country? Kind of offensive to her in a way. Deshauna is a woman of color. She is a beautiful woman who was young at that, very young at that time. She comes from a military background. She was like, who is this woman? But this woman convinced her to meet at the Starbucks the next day and said, I gotta tell you, I really believe you will be the next Miss USA. She says, how about you let me go help you get a dress? And she says, okay, whatever reason, I'm gonna follow this crazy lady. I don't know what I'm doing, but you know what? I'm gonna go for it. I was just gonna do the military and be that way, but you know, if she sees something in me, I'm going to give it a try. So they go get this dress. She feels horrible because she's so tiny. And the woman is like, you're perfect. You're beautiful. You're perfect. This is it. You will be the next Miss USA. So she tries and she fails. She goes again the next year for Miss USA. She tries and she fails. She goes again for the third year. She tries and she fails. She goes again for the fourth year. She tries and she fails. Listen, by this point, I'm giving her all the credit that she keeps going. And guess what she does? She keeps going, everyone. She tries for the fifth time and she fails. She tries for the sixth time and she fails. And she goes back to this woman and she says, you told me that I would be the next Miss USA, and this is failing epically. Epically. The woman said, you just got to keep trying. If not you, then who? If not you, then who? And she said, okay, I'm going to try again. And the seventh year came and she tried. And guess what happened? She won. She stood there and she was thanking God, thank you again for bringing me to this point. If this is where I end, I am grateful again for this journey. And then she heard her name being called as the winner. After 7 years, I don't know how many of you would have given up after the third year, but I'm guessing a lot of you. You surely would have struggled to get to the fourth year. There is no getting to the fifth, sixth, or seventh year. But this determination that she had within her, believing what was spoken over her life, that she would indeed become Miss USA, that she indeed was the next Miss USA whenever that next appeared. Listen. She says in her speech that she gives, do not be afraid of the no's. Be afraid of a yes that you have prematurely destroyed because you have decided to quit before the clock strikes 12. Do not fear failure. Please, however, be terrified of regret. Giving up is the birth of regret. Write it down. Giving up is the birth of regret. There will be hundreds of moments of people telling you no. You will hear no more in your lifetime than you will hear yeses. We will fail and fail a lot. Listen, I tell people all the time, you have rights to your no and your yes is undeniable. Say it with me. I have rights to my no and my yes is undeniable. And your yes is far more powerful and purposeful than any no you will ever receive. Because you understand, with grit, pursuing your passion and your perseverance over time for a long, 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 long time for your goals produces wisdom. Wisdom is gained through experiences. Failure is one of the greatest producers of wisdom. Wisdom's attracted to and accessible to all. Wisdom is attracted to and accessible to all. When wisdom speaks, it is true. Wisdom produces durable revenue. Write it down. Wisdom produces durable revenue. To have the talent of wisdom, you must listen to it. The art and power of listening. Let me ask you this question. What have you accepted that you can alter if you negotiate from a different perspective? What have you accepted that you can alter if you negotiate from a different perspective? That's your homework today, is for you to go and think about that question. And if you need to change your perspective, I encourage you to do it. Listen, entrepreneurship is not for the faint of hearts. I'm laying the groundwork now. Now I'm going to come in with mission and vision. I'm going to tell you a little bit about money and accounting. I'm going to educate you on human resource. I'm going to give you tips and tools that will do you well. But if you don't get this one in your spirit, if you don't know that you need this one, not just inside entrepreneurship, but if you plan to live the empowered life, if you plan to go after everything that is rightfully yours, you are going to need to stay gritty, baby. You are going to need to understand, to have and grow in your growth mindset. It's about getting there first. It's about getting there before everybody else. It's about continuing to go and go and go and go and go and go and go. Even when you think it is epically failing, try again. Because in entrepreneurship, you will receive a lot of no's. And you have the right to know. You have right to be told no, and you have the right to say no. A lot of times we don't even understand that we have the right to know, that there's power in no, because your yes is undeniable. Your yes is undeniable, and it is far more powerful and purposeful than any no you will ever receive. I am one gritty lady. And I plan to stay gritty all the days of my life, because I'm coming after everything that rightfully belongs to me. If you plan to be an empowered entrepreneur, or even one who becomes empowered to live the empowered life, I need you to stop giving up. Stop giving up right before the clock strikes 12. Continue to dig, continue to push, continue to get up, continue, because right around the corner is the victor's cup. Right around the corner is that opportunity, and everything divinely works in its purpose and its plan. I can clearly remember one last story as I send you on the day. I can clearly remember my heart being ripped out of my chest when I was told no. I lost an interview actually at Los Reyes. I had done my internship piece. It was amazing. It was strong. The students loved me. It was well done. Coming out the gate, well done. Because I already knew I'm a professor. And I had an interview lined up at City College, and it was taken away. It was taken away, and I was hurt. Oh, that no stung so much. It felt like somebody took my heart and dropped it on the ground and stomped all over it. It hurt so bad. I had a mentor tell me, go find out what happened, Natasha. See what happened. I said, this hurts so bad. And I went to the department chair and I said, what happened? I don't understand. What happened? How did I lose my interview, what happened with here as my internship? And I was told two things. I was told, you're too relatable. You shouldn't be so relatable to the students. And you don't have enough empathy. You didn't show enough empathy to the professor that was mentoring you. I said, oh my God, I'm too relatable. And I didn't show enough empathy. I'm the queen of empathy. I'm the queen of the homeless. Are you kidding me? And that wasn't the case at all. This woman was a yes woman who I mentored with. And so she just took me on, even though she really didn't even want to have me, even though she really didn't want to. And she ended up ending the semester early and going on for a surgery in her wrist. Mind you, I sent her a card. I contacted her before the surgery, contacted her after. I checked on her. Empathy, my friends. I showed her extreme empathy. But before she went for her surgery, I was sad because the semester was ending for me.
And because I showed that I was sad about the semester ending, she claimed I had no empathy for her. Yet, here I was, sending her cards, gifts, checking on her before and after, extending empathy, and she couldn't see it. So I continue my journey into pursuit of being a professor, and I get to Sierra College. They love my experience. They love my energy. They hire me on the spot. You are perfect, they say. They gave me not only one class, not only two, but three classes, my friends. Three classes, which is unheard of as an entering adjunct professor, to get three classes out of the gate. Not only did I get the three classes, but one of the three classes was entrepreneurship, which is, of course, my wheelhouse. From that class grew my books. From that class grew what I do today, how I have grown in my ability to teach entrepreneurship at the level at I teach it. It grew from a class and teaching to books and courses and programs and guest speaking. It grew so amazingly. Here's the sweet spot. You ready? A year into me teaching at Sierra College, I get a knock at my office door, and a gentleman says, "Are you Professor Palumbo?" Yes, I'm Professor Palumbo. He said, "I'm here to congratulate you." I said, "Congratulate me?" He said, "Yes, you have won part-time Faculty of the Year award." My face dropped. My eyes began to leak a little bit because I was really taken back by the beautiful words that he just spoke over me. And he said, this was the icing on the cake, you guys. He said, "You are so relatable. The comments that came in about you are so powerful. You are making such an impact. You are so relatable. You are reaching the students like we've never really seen before." So what one hated me for, right? What one said I was too much of, another awarded me for. Do you understand, my friends? Everything is divinely orchestrated. Failure is not even real. So in this life, you will fail, but it is not real because all things work to the good. Allow yourself to stay pursuant to your goals, to your dreams, to whatever you're building in your businesses, because I can tell you right now, if you don't have a growth mindset and if you're not able to stay gritty, you are not going to make it in entrepreneurship. You will not. It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of blood and sweat and tears. It takes a lot of not giving up. It takes a lot of blows. But remember, every blow you take, you are becoming the shape of the vision. So your homework, again, is to ask yourself this. What have you accepted that you can alter if you negotiate from a different perspective? And what have you given up on prematurely? Go back and recover it. I want you to keep going because you have rights to your no and your yes is undeniable. Say it with me. I have rights to my no and my yes is undeniable. And it is far more powerful and purposeful than any no I will ever receive in this life. Stay gritty, baby. Stay gritty. Thanks everyone for listening today. I hope you received a lot out of that episode and are feeling energized and ready for whatever lies ahead. If you did enjoy it, I'd appreciate it if you'd share it out. Thank you in advance for doing so. Please also connect with me on social media, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, Natasha M. Palumbo. And until next time, be encouraged, be empowered, and as always, be well.